listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host for the Purple Project Podcast of the PPPD, coming at you here on primetime as I'm sitting here recording this, folks, on this Tuesday evening, October 4th, 2022. This will go out tomorrow evening here. Real quick, this is going to be a combination of football and volleyball awards. Conference awards were handed out here yesterday. We'll start on the football side here real quick here. Ahead of Iowa State primetime, 6:30 game. I believe that's FS1. We'll have this game, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to have to double check that. I'm going to check that right now while I'm talking. But Khalid Duke and Felix Anyeduke Uzomah got Big 12 nominees this week for, of course, it was Khalid Duke being defensive player, I think, of the week as well, if I'm not mistaken there. I'm surprised it wasn't really a press release about that. I did see that somewhere in the Big 12 conference Twitter handle there. Khalid Duke, 3 sacks. Khalid Duke was all over the field last weekend against Texas Tech there. And there was questions going in to the season about his availability, especially his availability for the defense. I know me and Alex talked about it earlier a few weeks ago before the season started there for that team. And Khalid Duke, I think he's getting warmed up, folks, and they're going to need him even more on Saturday night in Ames. He's really coming along. This is the guy that we've envisioned, Khalid Duke. He moved to the linebacker spot. Obviously, you can move him all the way around the defense if you wanted to. You could put him on DN if you wanted to, but Joe Klannemann has used him an outside linebacker in the 3-3-5 there as well. So you got to like what you're getting right there from the linebacker position. Of course, you have Austin Moore there, who was all over the place, who got an interception last Saturday as well. And you know what Daniel Green brings to the table on that side of the ball. Up front, you got your boy Felix, another 3 sacks for him. I don't have the totals up here in front of me right now. I'm sure we'll discuss it. Me and Alex will discuss more on this upcoming edition of the weekly podcast. He added 3 sacks as well for him. So that's 6 total sacks there. They really bought up the Texas Tech quarterback there in that ball game. As I lose the sight of which one that, which quarterback that was, I'm going to go back and look real quick here. Donovan Smith, there you go. I knew it would come up as soon as I said something there as well. They bottled him up. Yes, Donovan Smith made plays, but 91 and 29 in particular was all over him in the backfield on Saturday, and that's going to have to continue on the road. Obviously, last time we're on the road, this defense struggled on the road against OU. We can't really undermine that. Yes, OU is 0-2 in Big 12 play. Whew. But, yeah, if this team is going to, again, they're going to have to call. Again, I called it before the Oklahoma game. That didn't happen. It caused a turnover. You know you're going to have to get turnovers. This Iowa State team actually is coming off a loss to KU, who's undefeated. Again, saying that on this podcast, unfortunately, but that's the realization right now. KU really good right now, 5-0. K-State 5-1, and both teams are ranked, by the way. More on that again later on this week, maybe later on tonight when you listen to this podcast. But yeah, definitely that should be recognized for sure. So K-State, Big 12 recognition. We knew Felix was preseason all Big 12 coming in here. Khalid Duke was the ultimate wild card, and I think he's really starting to heat up here at the right time. You're going to need him on the road come Saturday night. Meanwhile, on the flip side of volleyball, you have freshman's phenom, Shaylee Myers, folks, named Big 12 Rookie of the Week today. As I'm sitting here recording this will come out tomorrow night. Shaylee Myers, who has been outstanding. I've pretty much talked about her for the last, handful of matches for K-State volleyball. Match high again, 17 kills against Iowa State. That sweep on Iowa State here in Manhattan. That postcast is out now wherever you get your podcast, here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition there as well. Her average kill per set, 4.5. That's tops among the league there, among freshmen there. And she's averaging almost four a set there as well. That's fourth in the league, bet in the top best among freshmen. I remember, if you've been listening since the summer of the Pro Project Podcast, I talked about her a little bit in her background, a little bit, the limited I had on Shaylee Myers. I didn't know she was going to be this good. And that's because, give kudos to head coach Susie Fritz. She's, and that's also with Molly Ramsey as well. Ava LeGrand has had some playing time as well. She's really plugged in her youngsters in there as well, early in the non-con. And Shaylee Myers has really come on here. And K-State's going to have another star on their hands on the front line. Again, you have Elena Bach up there, who is a stud. Aaliyah Carter's up there as well. There's a lot of depth up front for K-State volleyball there as well. And that's Shaylee Myers, of course, his first Big 12 award of the season. And K-State's, that's their 71st award honor in the conference among Susie Fritz's 22 years coaching this volleyball team here. Of course, next up, when this podcast comes out, they're going to be getting ready for West Virginia on the road in good old small town Morgantown. Yeah. I like that. I just came up with that on the spot. But yeah, small town Morgantown, baby. K-State will look to hopefully continue their winning waves. Of course, last time they got on the road, they were swept by Texas Tech. So we'll see what we'll see what they prefer. What team shows up there? You know, that's a long trip up there. We'll see what happens there. But again, I want to acknowledge the Big 12 Honors Committee, or not committee, Big 12 honorees for Kansas State this week. Khalid Duke, Felix Anyeduke Uzama for on the football team, and for the 20th ranked K-State. And on the other side, 10-6 K-State volleyball, you have Shaylee Myers being honored, a freshman, getting it done, rookie of the Big 12 week. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. We're on Apple Podcasts, of course. We're on Spotify as well. Do not forget, you love Spotify, we're on that as well. Amazon, you can tell Alexa to play the Pro Project Podcast and it'll pop right up. We got a whole bunch of content out from really the past few months now, and we're the only K-State podcast to post daily content. Yes, daily content. And no, we're not talking about other than football and basketball. Yes, we're talking about football now, and we'll talk a whole lot more basketball as that comes around as well. But of course, we talk women's basketball on the last edition of Pro Project Podcast Weekly. So you have not done that, episode 123. Go check that out there, along with the other dailies and weeklies out there as well. We're the only K-State podcast in Manhattan to post daily content. So make sure you love your K-State sports, all sports other than football and basketball. Pro Project Podcast, place to do it. Eddie Greer, that's going to do it. Make sure you guys tell a fellow K-State friend or a student or alumni about the Pro Project Podcast. We will talk to you next time on the PPBD.